Happy Q Day! Happy Hussy Day, Zosha!
All I could ever do is laugh when you start. I always sit here and like, what is she going to say? How is she going to open today? Hi, Lauren. Welcome to Unstoppable Love, everyone. I have so much energy running through.
Me too.
We had to take a deep breath before the show.
You want to take another one?
Yeah, let's do another.
Let's go. All right.
Okay, ready?
One, ready? One, two, three.
Magnificent.
Extraordinary.
Breathtaking.
Oh, so funny. Okay.
I think
Zosha.
Dawn got me going. The
Oh my
tiger.
Oh my gosh, right?
Isn't it great to hear the tiger? Great job, Kelly.
Oh my gosh, if you missed it, connect with Kelly. She had Don Newsom on, who Don and Doug own the radio company, BBS Radio. Amazing interview. It was fantastic.
So good. Can I tell you what gave me chills and made me
Please.
stop when Don said BBS Radio is the journey of the people. I just had chills all over because it's right how we're all coming together of the light, how this everyone living their highest excitement is showing up and doing all the pieces. It's just
That's
chills,
right.
Don. Really beautiful. Really
Absolutely.
beautiful.
It was just, oh my gosh, it was such a wonderful show. And my beautiful angel sister Kelly, I love you. Love you so much. I don't know, it was just so amazing, just the connections, and you know, it's like the families, like we're all here, we're doing it. It's so exciting.
And speaking of family, aloha, please tune in later if you listen to Dawn announcing aloha, beautiful sister in the light, as well, starting her show on Being Inspired by Q, the same time as the Being Inspired with Q time slot. You got this. You
That's
may
right.
feel all of our love around you. We're excited to tune in with you. Really.
Yes, I'm so excited.
It's also what I love about it as well, all of us having these shows. And Don expressed it beautifully when he was telling the story about patenting, making a patent for his idea, but then watching the competition grow, creating the competition and not seeing it per se as competition. It just makes it better. It made the world of honest, authentic reporting or expressing grow. And that's exactly how I feel watching and witnessing our beings of light, us showing up and growing the light by sharing it as well. It just gives me chills. It's really incredible.
Yeah, it is. I'm so excited for BBS, and I'm so Zosha, I tell you, when I decided to start the show, and it's our show, but when I did a couple,
You went first.
I went first, and I remember talking to Don about doing it, and I was so excited. I remember exactly where I was in my car. I was talking to him. I was driving to go to a place, and I was like, oh my God, am I actually doing it? Like, wow, I'm actually going to start a radio show. And and when I was sitting here doing the first one, I had a dry erase board on the counter, and I had written on it, like, you are strong, you can do that, all these things, just to help me, because I'm about ready to, like, I was about ready to vomit. Like, I'm kidding, but I was just so nervous. But you know, sometimes you just have to face your quote fear, which really isn't us, but it's so amazing. So I say that to say, aloha, you're going to kick ass. I'm so excited. And just for the other shows today as well, you got Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic right after our show. You got Whiplash Talk with Sunshine the hour right before Being Inspired by Q with Aloha. So I just wanted to give a plug for that. And I'm ready for this. I'm ready for the party Don was talking about.
Yeah.
Doesn't that
Oh,
sound
yeah.
amazing?
I've talked to him about that. I vote do it, New York, Don. Just saying. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, it's a party. I feel like I'm in the party already. We're just all, we're all just making our way there. I found it interesting as Don, if I can share something,
Yeah.
I found it interesting as Don was speaking about his story and felt, yeah, I had some similarities, right? We all have our stories, maybe different details, but we have our stories. So what came to me this week was a gentleman speaking about the Navy SEALs and looking at, and I just find it synchronistic, and even to what you said about us, all of us showing up on the radio, Don's story. So they studied 2,000 SEAL candidates, and they were trying to figure out what's the secret sauce, what's the predictor for who makes it or not. So they thought, someone said, I felt like the football player kind of athletic types would make it. And they said, no, it wasn't really predominantly them. It was the ones who knew how to run a 4 mile run or row or swim that distance. It wasn't strength and agility or size per se. So what was it about that? And here's where it ties in for me. It's the mental component, because these distance running forces you into that inner battle. You learn how to filter, endure, and keep making decisions against the noise telling you to stop. The inner debate never stops. Running taught me how to find a path through the mess. And here's the last part that stood out to me, and then I'll give the credit to who shared it. Real toughness is quiet. It's the ability to stay composed, regulate emotion. Do you crumble or find clarity? Do you react impulsively or respond deliberately? It is emotional control, vulnerability, and skill. And it really stood out to me after last week's show. And of course, it's synchronistic to what Don was sharing and to our stories.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's quiet, but how do we do it? What Q says all the time. That's being neutral. It's observing, like these runners example, observing that pain. Am I going to quit? You better quit. You're never going to make it. Oh, you're going to make it. You're going to, like you just said too, like you put on the whiteboard to help that inner state. And we're all in that. I see us all as that. So just to give credit to the gentleman who I saw posted, his name is Steve Magnus. Magnus. And
Wow.
anyway, everything shows up at a perfect time. And last
That's
week we
great.
spoke about, just to finalize it, you asked about surrender, and I feel like it's our discipline, it's our tenacity. And just wash, rinse, repeat. We just keep doing it.
Wow. I love that, Zosia. And I
Yeah.
love that. That's beautiful.
You're a SEAL, I'm a SEAL. We're all SEALs, literally Selkies, but also
Selkies.
SEALs. It's kind of
That's
funny.
right. That's right. I love it. I love it. And of course, to the Navy SEALs, wow. I mean, I'm in awe. And that's just one group, right? We have so many and in this realm, in the higher realms, that are doing things that we have no clue. We can't even see it. And they'll never, and they don't want accolades. That they don't want that. They forever in gratitude. And it's like, how do you say thank you? So
And it's everyone in the light, isn't it?
it is.
Realizing this system trying to keep us from realizing our light. Everyone in the light with light has been going through
Targeted.
this somehow, I feel.
Well, with that, I was inspired, Zosia, with a song this morning to share with the listeners, and it is I'll sing some of it. I'll speak some of it. I'm sure you all know who this is, who this artist is. And this is just, I share this for all the brave and courageous warriors that are doing it. They're not just talking it, they're doing it. And it's scary as shit. It's not easy. It's scary. It can appear. I know that we're not fear, but it can be very scary when you're going through it. So this is just to know that you're not alone. You are surrounded, as Q and Q said, and I can't remember exactly how he said it, but in a womb of love and light. You're totally surrounded, and enveloped in this love. So here we go. It's by Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, and I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. All right. I got it mixed up a little bit. Okay. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Isn't that just a little bit of it? I kind of botched it up a little bit, but I just love the I love the lyrics. Like, you can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. I'll stand my ground. This world can keep dragging me down. Again, I won't back down. You get knocked down, you get back up. It's the tenacity. Like you mentioned, Zosha, in prior shows, it's the tenacity of just not giving up, right?
Yeah, beautiful. How synchronistic, right? To everything shared. It's so fun. Beautiful. Really, really beautiful. It gives me chills and so nice to hear you sing it.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't my best one, but I was listening to it this morning. You know, sometimes I'll listen to things and sing it beforehand, but that's okay. The point is that don't give up. D don't back down. Keep going. And it's for myself as well. Now, Zosha, I have a fun fact.
Go
Can
for
you hear
it.
me?
Yeah.
Now, did you know September 9th, 1985, I was 3 years old, She-Ra, it aired for the first time. Do you remember She-Ra, the Princess of Power? I loved She-Ra.
Didn't really know about She-Ra until you told me about her. I know Wonder Woman. She's my fave.
She-Ra and
You keep
He-Man.
talking. I'm going to type something.
Okay. So yeah, fun fact about She-Ra. Okay. Okay, let's see here. I have some notes written down from my inspirations of the past week, and I know you had your inspirations to share as well. So, do you want to go first, or I'll, it doesn't matter. I can go first, or
Go, girl, go fish.
okay. Go fish. I was listening to Creation Lightship Ron Amatron this week. I listen a lot of times. I listen at night. It just helps me so much. And if you're not familiar, there's Ron Amatron is an ambassador from Creation Lightship. You can replace Creation Lightship with Source. I think he said with Source, with Jesus, you can replace it with that, whatever you want to call it. But I was listening to him this week, and the first there was an email that came out, and they sent out a weekly newsletter, and the email that came out this week, the title was "Do Aliens Delay Ascension?" So I clicked on it and I started listening, and they were talking, basically him and Silvio were talking about Ascension 101 and what is it. So I want to start this with, and you had mentioned this in a couple shows back, Zosha. Would you recognize Jesus if he was here today? Would you know who, would you recognize him? Like, we know how the Bible describes him, but would you recognize him? So,
We did.
excuse me. Yeah, that's right. We did. We did. And it's the week of, I encourage everyone, if you're inspired, to go to creationlightship.com, and at the website, the hyperlink is listed on our radio page. But if you go to July 23rd, 2007, the archives, the entire week is dedicated to discussing the details of what ascension is. And I was listening, and I was taking notes. I was so inspired and so excited, and I want to share it. So Sylvia's doing the show with Ron Amatron, and she describes there are four categories of people on this planet who are on this journey. And the four categories, I felt was very interesting. The four categories. The first, as I'm going to go through each category. Hold on 1 second, Zosha. Sorry, I thought I had it with me. Okay, I thought I had it in here. Okay. Here
While
we
you're looking for
go.
something, may I say something about that episode?
Please.
I synchronistically listened to it as well. So while Lauren's looking for her notes, if you listen back to that, what is amazing is the light beings come and you get to f experience what ascension feels like. It's really profound. Again, they're active during the recording. So back
That's
to
right.
you, Lauren.
Oh my God. So funny, because that's what, oh my gosh. Are we playing tennis like Ron and Sylvia? Okay, can you hear me, Zosha?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
you can.
Sorry. We're having a little
Okay.
tech issues. No worries. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So, all right, they say here, all right. There's the first group. People who believe their condition is because of something that was done to them. So the victim, right? Like people have no idea about doing the internal work or what it is. They have no awareness that, oh, they did this to me. They did this to me. This, woe is me. This happened to me. And I was one of those people. I mean, God bless my parents who sat there and listened to me bitch and moan about, how terrible things were going. Then there's the second group. They're aware of the baggage, the things that are affecting them, but are too busy in their life to do that inner work, whether they're establishing a career or finding a mate. They're too busy. Then you have the third group. They know they have issues, the things that they need to deal with, but they don't know how to. So they take up, drinking, drugs, whatever your addiction is, you pick it to suppress it, and that never works. And then you have the fourth group, people who are working very genuinely and sincerely on themselves. They're making peace with their past, the baggage on this journey, and they try various healing modalities, whether it's religious or spiritual, going to church or do an energy work, whatever it is, you know that there's more, right? Like I said before, I remember looking up in the ceiling in my bedroom saying, I just want to know the truth, because I knew there was more. And on this journey, you end up coming across the word ascension, right? You end up coming across this term. And the common denominator is it's not an external process, it's internal, because you're a mirror. Everything is reflecting. What's going on inside of you is reflected in your external world. And you experience this strong desire to assist in, you want to help yourself first, in this, of course, in this journey, and to help others. And so I thought that was very interesting, because I've experienced that. And so and then you find yourself on the Creation Light Ship. You find yourself, on BBS, on the Q shows. And so then they talk about, okay, so what is ascension, right? What is it? You can call it ascension, universal shift in consciousness. So understanding the ascension process. So Ron talks about, a second here. Ron talks about how the universe was created. And Ron is an ambassador from the Creation Light Ship. He's not animating a physical vessel here now, unless he's in another, well, I'm sure he's probably in another body, but his harmonics, just like Q's, are very healing and activating. And if you go to the website and you listen on the archives, the healings are very much alive and kicking, so to speak. So the universe was created. This is a free will planet. And I remember Q saying, this is the Wild West. This planet used to be Club Med. But now the dark came in The dark, they come into our sandbox and try to destroy it. And you can call dark evil, beings who have no connection with their heart and they're running all in their head. And Zosia, if I misquote something, please jump in. Please feel free to jump in and help a sister out.
You're doing great.
Okay. I got a lot of energy running through me, so I'm having to. Okay. Because I know that they, U.S. Department of They, Hummy, they don't want us talking about this. So basically, the dark came here, captured this planet, and installed systems and programs to enslave us. And we think that they're normal. We think it's normal to be, work your entire life at a job you hate, and retire and pay taxes and die. We think that, like, we've been programmed to think that that's normal, a normal way to live. It's not. It's programs. We come in as new as babies when we're born. We have 100% of our light in us, right? But then, I mean, now you get why the Rockefellers created the medical industrial complex. They vax the kids up, and the trauma that happens that can happen during that process. And slowly but surely, as you put them, as we are trained or indoctrinated to put them into the education system, which basically teaches children and all the way up until we're 18 years old, even into secondary education, to be slaves to uphold the systems that the dark created, financial, medical, education, I mean, you name it. So sorry, I'm getting off topic here. So basically, we have the programs that are running in our bodies. It's the DNA of our ancestors. So you ever wonder why do I feel this way? I don't understand. Like, why do I have an issue with this? Well, it's probably because of an ancestor before you, and they experienced it, and the trauma is recorded in the DNA. And so it's not anyone's fault per se, but it's our body is a recording system. That's why it's so imperative to watch what you're feeding your spirit, the TV, trauma, anything, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Anything like that. It's huge. Like, for example, we think it's normal to need money to do the green pieces of paper with pyramids on them. That's black magic right there. We think that's normal because we've been indoctrinated with that. Okay. So a differentiation between the dark and the light goes by spiritual law, is non-interference. The dark doesn't. So the light should, okay, so here we go. So Jesus came to teach about going within. And Quran, Jesus, his time was cut short by 18 years by the Galactic Federation, to teach about going within. And we know what organized religion did. They made Jesus and put him up on a pedestal so people would worship Jesus as the savior outside of yourself. When Jesus really came to teach us that you all have the power within. I believe there's a quote in the Bible, you're going to do things far greater than I. But because of all these years of these systems and stealing our light, and I believe Ron said we're running on about 20% of our light here. You have that separation, right? You have the separation from the head to the heart, and we're running in our head. Where we come from, we're heart beings. We're in peace. We don't have the mind running us all the time. Okay, so the dark does not go by spiritual law. They come into our sandbox and basically try to take it over. And Jesus was also, he was here teaching to prepare us for ascension, to clear the densities in our bodies, in our right that our has housed has been housed in our bodies. And really, like you said, you only need, two words, go within. That's it. You don't need all this other stuff. So then, and sorry, I know I'm talking kind of fast. I apologize. I got a lot of energy running through me, and I'm trying to keep it together. Ron also mentioned, saving us. It's even listed in the Bible, like save us from our sins. What are our sins? It's, the bow and arrow missing the mark. It's really all the programming. So the light ship comes in every 2,000 years to eliminate duality, which was what we're living in, a lower frequency space. It's ego driven. And the earth actually has a spirit as well. And because Jesus's life was cut short by 18 years, which means that we weren't able to, help. He wasn't able to assist clear the densities in people. They wouldn't be if we had the ascension. The earth would not have, people. Everyone would have died. It's just it, the earth. We wouldn't have made it. So, out of compassion, the earth spirit decided not to ascend. And now, instead of 2,000 years, we've got, now this was from 2007. This is what Ron said from 2007. Now we have 4,000 years of muck that we're clearing. And that's probably why it's taking so long. And when the creation light ship came to Earth, so according to Ron, the creation light ship does not have a preset time to come in and check on its creation. However, once they saw what was happening, they came back. This is a rescue mission. And correct me if I'm wrong, Zosia, but Q came in and was activated, all of his implants, everything taken out, to, and he started activated in 2017. And then you see President Trump running for office. And Ron further explains that the ascension time. At the ascension time, there's a universal shift. Everyone has the ability to evolve to a higher consciousness if they choose. It's similar to graduating to the next grade in school. Everyone gets a chance to evolve. And the universe has a blueprint. And the universe at the time of ascension, there's a it's like the switch is flipped and there's a reset. And it's going to be, it's like when you're going to sleep at night, you don't even know what happened. There's no trauma, there's no pain. The switch is flipped, and then you wake up and it's like nothing. It's like that's it. You're where it's how do I say this? You're where your spirit wants to go. And I'll close with this because I know I've been chatting a lot. And so we have the ability right now. My mind. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure what to else to do. Okay. Of course it is. Of course it is. All right. Hang on 1 second. All right. Can you hear me now better, Thomas, without the mic? Okay. I'll just do that. Okay. Interesting how we're having, how this is happening. I'm talking about this. Okay, so the ascension time, we have the ability to ascend with our physical body if we want to a higher frequency. And that's why we're doing all the work now to clear our body of the densities. And you have a perfect blueprint of your body, of your spirit housed on the creation light ship. So when you come back, after the universal shift and you come back, or you ascend in this body, you're at 100% perfection of your blueprint because it's housed on the light ship. So people, like I said, people won't know. They won't know what happened. It's just like a switch that flips. And the vacation time that Q's talking about, remember Q talking about, let's just take a 2 week vacation and just, take a rest. And then come back and clean up the planet. So Ron says the vacation time, it's when the universe is turned off and you have the chance to decide where you wish to go in your next incarnation. We all have a home planet that we come from. You could go back to your home planet. You can be here. You can go wherever you want to go. And you'll have the option of ascending with your physical vessel, if you want to. And yeah, I could go on, Zosia, but I know I've kind of hogged some time here. So anything you want to share on that, or if I misspoke, just correct me, please.
No, not at all. But what came to me is go within. Jesus said, go within, go within, go within. That is sort of brushed over earlier in religions and whatnot. People don't really focus on that. But go within, both Q and Ron Amichon state, go within. If there's one book, that's all it says, one line, go within, that's the key. So why? Why do we go within? Why do we go within? What does that mean? Go into our heart. Why? Because it takes us to the now, right now. That is source moving through us right now. That is how we create our reality, through our source connection. Q mentioned going through the heart is like the umbilical cord to source. Now, just like a baby in a mother's womb, the umbilical cord, the baby, the mother, they don't think about it, it just does it. So being now is the key. And I caught something from Osho on For the People, and it's beautiful. And he said, it's a series of nows, one now, another now, but you're always living in the now. There's no future. Because a gentleman said to him, I just worry about planning in the future. He's like, but there's just now. He said, you miss your whole life. You could have lived, but you only planned. Live as intensely and totally now, because the next moment, this is beautiful. The next moment will be born out of this moment. And if you have lived it totally and joyously, you can be absolutely certain that the next moment will bring more blessings, more joy. So they just keep rolling into the next one. You know, I feel for myself, if I want to even plan tomorrow, I find I can't even do it anymore. I can't. Can we talk tomorrow at this time? I have no idea, because I'm observing just being right now. So it's all another distraction. Everything is a distraction to keep us from going within. Text messages, emails, all of that. Unless, now I know this is the choir listening, but there's new people too, and we're honored you're here. But also just li it's so inspiring to feel in that now and to know and to realize when I'm just here right now with you, Lauren, with everyone listening, in every moment of my life, when I'm following my highest inspiration from my heart. And what's interesting is another article came to me, just funny, synchronicity, when you're in your heart, what pops up. Also on For the People, this is a really beautiful article, and it's from, well, which one isn't? But it's from, I can't see the year, but it's called Holographic Reality. And it's a beautiful reminder. So Ron states, this is essentially the alien-created holographic mind matrix we are living in. The mind matrix, it's like a net coming down over us, sending thought messages and holographic pictures to our physical brain. These images are then perceived as real in our dream states and our daily lives. It becomes very complex very quickly as our thoughts help to create and maintain the illusion within each timeline we are experiencing. What's very cool about this, how this came to me as well, is because of recent news events, people in my life who follow the news have come to me. Fascinating how this show unfolds, how this unfolds. I'll just leave it at that. And helping them bridge to get out of the holographic reality and be in their heart. And they came with awareness, which is what is very cool because they are now recognizing it. That's what's so exciting about what's going on, too. It's happening so fast. They are recognizing and seeing things that are weird. A question was posed to me, is this real? What's going on? I'm like, beautiful question. My daughter asked me, beautiful question because you're seeing. You're feeling that something is off. So she was looking for context. And then to feel the light grow in her as the light bulbs went off, talking about the holographic reality, how she shared and calmed down other members of her extended family. I said, see, this is how the light works. Q plus the activator. And we're activated. Now I'm activating my kids, seeing the truth, feeling the truth. You know something's wrong. Just like Don said in his business, you're in it long enough, you start to feel, wait, okay, these people are not working with the same integrity and heart that we are. Remember Q saying, okay, what is a light being like? How can I help? Yeah, that's how we are when we live from our heart. The mind, holographic mind matrix, the mind. It again, the inspiration for my illustrations that I put on our page, the crayon, the web, just like Ron just explained it. That came to me on my own because I didn't clearly always get it, but that's what came through me to draw it like that. Again, back to are we in our heart and are we in our mind? It's that looping. And then to recognize we're actually creating that looping sense of obligation. I don't want to do this, but I feel obligated. It's so bold to follow your spirit and follow your heart. So bold, and it's an act like a Navy SEAL, a light being constantly following that. That is the ticket out of here in our heart. I'll leave it there.
It's beautiful.
Oh, actually, wait, I see something else. May I share it?
Yeah, please.
From Osho. Who is Q if someone's new? Q, the light column animated through Osho as well. The mind should be trained to be a servant to the heart. And then life will become a festival of lights.
I love that.
He also said this stood out to me because when I was on my self-realization journey, I went east. I learned more about Jesus by going east to reading the light beings from India, Buddha, other places. The East has never bothered about the mind, has not even taken any note of it, has ignored it. The mind is mentioned only for one person, excuse me, only for one purpose, how to transcend it. The mind is the only problem, and unless you go beyond the mind, you will never go beyond problems. And then the last one, false light is mind energy, the world's greatest addiction. Again, just to summarize this, it's all meant, it was all put out there to be our greatest addiction, to keep us constantly distracted. But when we break through into the heart, it's just like Osho said, a festival of lights. These are the solutions, right? And again, back to the what you shared about, can you repeat the date again of Ron's of that? It's on the weekly email from this past week, but what was the date if someone goes right to the archives, which you can
It's
find on
Jul
Creation Lightship?
Yep, it's July 7th. Excuse me, it is July 2007, and it is the date of, sorry, Zosha, I have it written down here. I'm looking for it. Sorry, I'm
Oh
looking
no, that's
for it.
okay. I'll say this too. Q reminds us too. It's so easy to get distracted here. Use your heart each and every day. Only live. Your excitement is the trick. And he always tells us it's so simple. It's one line in a book. Go within. It's so simple, but it's just what I've observed for me. I've known significant things about myself over a year ago, but I watched myself. I'm like, okay, I know this. But there's a process of clearing, like you mentioned, clearing the vessel of the stuff that isn't me. And every time I clear the dust out, more clarity comes in. So I know things at such a level of crystallization. It's unreal how exciting it is. I feel cute, Mermaid and Asha, when they speak. I really feel it now. I could feel it. That excitement, but it is just keep going. Like again, back to the military now. We just keep going. We just keep going. There is a purpose to all of this. And the last piece, sorry, I'm on a roll.
No,
Lauren, when
keep
I
going.
discussed with you and someone else, we talked about, yeah, it's difficulties here, but okay, what's the other option? I would rather be here in the front row getting my knowledge back. There's a whole crowd behind us coming. I will choose this position any day. I want it. I want it all. I will deal with whatever. I will deal with it all. I just want the truth and I want to be clear. So, whatever that takes.
I love that. I love that, Sosha. I found the date. It's July 23rd, 2007. Again, if you go to creationlightship.com, click on, go scroll down to the left-hand side of the web page, and you'll see the blue hyperlink for archives. And he does clearings that are active within these recordings, and I fall asleep, and that's my at times I will fall asleep, and that's an indicator that you needed that clearing. And you can also command it, but I'm such a feeler. I really enjoy listening to him and his harmonics, just like Q's harmonics. They're active. I always get something every time I listen to a Q show. Always get something. Even when he spoke about it, I don't know, 2 years ago, it never fails. Like I go back and I listen and I'm like, oh my gosh, there we are. It is, it's just absolutely amazing.
And back to how it feels by the active, like you're saying, it's active. Ron also said on the new Earth, our physical brain functions in the now, unhampered by the holographic mind matrix. The ultimate goal is for our brain to function efficiently without the controlling interference of the mind matrix. And again, if you're inspired to listen to that recording, you will feel what that is like. It's beautiful. It is really beautiful and it's a boost. And it's like, oh, that's what it feels like. It's also, just to add as well, because this connects for me. What is feeling your inspiration feel like? Again, we've discussed it's not always, I want to go to the beach or it's not always a moment. Sometimes it's just small, but it's quite simple as how do you, if someone throws a ball to you're inspired to catch it, you just do it. If you go in the ocean, you just know to swim. If you just take a breath, you take a breath. There's no deliberation outside of here, Q. Outside of here, there's no deliberation. It feels like that. It feels like we just go. I just share that because it's just, we keep awakening ourselves to what does all of this feel like. It feels like that. We just go.
That's right. That's right. Zosha, do you mind if I bring up there's something that I just wrote down
Go,
about
girl.
presence.
Go, fish.
Okay. What does it feel like? The same thing, just to piggyback on what you just said, what does it feel like to be in your heart? Well, I can tell you, and I have to work at it every day to sustain it. It's getting easier and easier. But when you there's a command you can say, and to help you take the thoughts from your head and drop them down into your heart. Get out of your head, get out of your mind, which is running on a continuous loop and on programs, just like you said. So what does it feel like to be present with your spirit, to be present with yourself? We are not these bodies. That is the trick. Identity is the trick. We are not these bodies. I live forever. You live forever. We live forever. We are eternal. We never die. Now, the animation of your spirit in a particular physical vessel. Yeah, okay. Well, when you transition and you leave that vessel, you go play somewhere else, right? But we're so attached to identity, and I get it. It's a process. I totally do, because it's fun to play with different roles we've played, different identities. But what does being present feel like? When you t we can all say this command together. This is a command. This is one of the first commands that Q did with me. And we can say it together, Zosha. How powerful would it be for everyone listening to say this command together? We command our spirits to take the thoughts from our mind and drop them down into my heart. That is a powerful command, and you say it three times if you're inspired, and you visualize an elevator in your head, and you go drop down 10 floors into your heart. You say it aloud. It has to be verbal. It can't be in your head. It has to be verbal. Feel the elevator dropping down into your heart. And when you stop, and you will stop thinking. And when you stop thinking and there's none of that scribble scrabble in your brain, it's peace. It's just peace. It's a completely different place. And once you, and I've been doing it for several years now. That is a very powerful command, as you know. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. That's one of the commands that Q taught us. There are several others, but if you just start with that, as well as I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. Clear out your vessel, bring in more of your spirit, bring in more of your light, because that's the real you, not this mind looping, not this mind shit. Excuse me. That's what I have to talk to myself like that sometimes. You are not your mind. You are spirit. And you never die.
Yeah, it's good. That was good. And then also that elevator move, you get to feel your spirit. It seems to be a regular observation to feel it until it's just there and you just know it. But you get, some people are saying, "What's the spirit thing?" We
They
list
don't
everything
know.
on our website. That's okay. That's okay because it's okay. And people know in other ways. They might not know some details, but they know in other ways. We all know. I feel like we really do know if we really tune in. We all have intuition. We feel it. I've always loved when everyone's getting the truth, whether they like it or not. Feel like it's the truth of ourself. Not even necessarily disclosure. What have I been avoiding? Is there anything left? How do I clear out my own vessel? My own stuff, because I'm very well used to taking the comfort way sometimes, because it's comfortable. And seeing recently, I've cleared everything out of my vessel now, of stuff that I knew I had to deal with, and it's profound freedom, really. But it won't go away. It just keeps nagging. It for me, it just kept nagging at me. I know I'm getting to it, and I'd feel my way through it. I did always show up working, but when we're in our hearts, we're not put on timelines. We're on our own. That's the thing. It's another place. We're either in outside of ourself, which is not us. It's in the matrix.
That's right.
Or
That's
being
right.
in our heart, creating what's right in front of us. What one now leads to the next now leads to the next now. And when they're in that high spirit frequency, look at the beauty that'll unfold. And then it just gets reflected back to you. That's why so many of us share sometimes like the delight of observing synchronicities, of feeling source, Q, source. I love the Q Plus article because it really separates the identity. Like you said, that's the trick. Really, source. There's not that many of us here. The light columns animating our different vessels, playing in different ways. We're just here to have fun, to experience as we want. So, again, just a reminder: there's no problems here. When you're in your heart, you see that, you feel that.
Can I share something, Zosha, that happened this week?
Do it, go, girl.
So I've become kind of a cappuccino slut. I'll just say,
Got to
I
be
don't.
good at something.
I gotta be good at something, so we'll start. There you go, cappuccino. So I was at a, I tried, decided to do a new coffee shop this week, and I really need to get an espresso maker, and that's what I really need to do, or a cap, a, yeah, espresso maker. But I was at a coffee shop, and I gave him my order. I sat down, and there was a couple that were talking, and it, you know, when you're out and people, it's not like you're trying to eavesdrop, but they talk so loud you can't help but hear the conversation. Oh, and so, like, I got my journal. I'm journaling. I'm writing. I'm doing my tea bar. And so they're bringing up something from the past, and I'm guilty. I've had, you know, continually working on it as well. I'm not perfect here, but they're bringing up something that happened in the past, and I asked myself, why do people like to talk about the past? Why do people like to discuss their baggage, their trauma? What is it about that? Because it's dead. It's gone. And I wrote it down actually in my journal. And what came to me was, 'cause I used to do this too. I feel like it makes you feel better to vent, to let it out, to, I don't know. It's the only, to process it. And I remember Ron saying, it's the past. Just, you don't have to, pr this version of humans, you feel like you have to process it and analyze it and gnaw on it and chew on it, when really we don't. It's the past. I don't need to know why something happened to me. It's the past. But I don't know, I was observing and I asked myself this, and anything that comes up for you with that as far as discussing the past?
Well, it's back to what Osho said. It's just now. We're just now. If you're in the past, where are you? You're in the holographic mind matrix. Cool. If you like hanging out there, then cool. That's what you will say. You're the most powerful creators. Why aren't you up here with me? It's everyone's choice. That's what's beautiful. We're all accountable to ourselves. If someone wants to be in the past, go for it. You know, like acknowledge we reference the past to use it as a tool to move forward, to solve it, to look at it. You know, it serves a purpose, but what you're talking about is really dwelling in the past, and our brain is just a recorder of everything. We hold so much information, we feel it's us. It's not. We're just so used to it. So what I love is, again, always a solution. Quite simply, and I caught this, what Q said too, just to live from your heart, highest excitement. How do you do that? Just deny anything that's low frequency. That's easy. And every moment, well, I don't like sitting here listening to, you know, Aunt Betty talk about whatever. Well, then remove yourself from the situation. But it's Aunt Betty. See, now the mind comes in. Oh, but she's so nice to me and she loves my kid. You know, that's the mind. You're back in the mind matrix. I just don't prefer this. Aunt Betty's not listening to me when I tell her I don't prefer this. Do you know, we can endless, every choice we make is it. So we're going to go to the natural, our natural synchronicities way of being or keep staying in the matrix. I review this every day. I tell myself as much as anybody. I review it for myself too. Now I'm sharing it with my kids more because their questions are getting more clear. They're getting more clarity. So they're hearing different. That's how it seems to work. Once you ask a question and observe, a new door opens to new, refreshing truth that we get to work with. So just to answer your question, it's just deny lower frequency. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's our mind that makes it complicated. But if we just lower the volume of the mind, and just keep tuning into the heart. Keep feeling that spirit, like you said, with the command. It's just wash, rinse, repeat. That's how I see it. That's how I experience it. How about you? When you observe them in the past?
As well.
Or whatever you want to say.
Oh yeah. You know, I'm practicing being neutral. So when I go into a place, if I don't want to be there, I'm not gonna stay there. But if I'm there, okay, I need to go to the store. Really practicing being in neutral. What does that feel like? You know, neutrality, no judgment. It takes practice. And like you said, wash, rinse, and repeat every day. I have to do this. It's easy when you're home and you're in your space, right? You've created this beautiful space of peace. And Zosha, this also came up for me. There's a beautiful illustrations that Zosha that you did, and the PDF is attached on our website, and it describes in a visual a mind being versus a heart being, and characteristics and attributes of each one. I printed those out and I have them on my above my nightstand, and I look at them every day, and when I get up and then before I go to bed as a reminder.
That touches me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. They're so helpful. Yeah.
What's interesting about that too, and thank you to all of those who shared feedback about our show and what we've shared. It's I want to say it for this because it's what you just said. As you said that from your heart, I just feel an expansion in my own heart. And when others have shared like really authentic feelings and expressions, I observe my heart expanding. I don't know how to say it, but it's an actual physical movement of my energetics expand. And it's really telling how that's what we're doing, all of us, when we're authentic with others and just engaging with others and sharing. That just came through me. I don't even feel like it's me. It's interesting. It just comes through, and I feel like that's the umbilical cord, just that was meant to get out. Do you know?
Yeah.
That's what's cool about synchronicities. Oh, okay. This came to me. Interesting. This, what you share, all of it, when we're really in our heart, It just creates this, we're working together, the collective, we're working together. And it's just how Source wants to express. I just see you as Source, not just. I feel you as Source. Don is Source, Kelly, everyone. Just when I detach from that and just really feel the light behind beings, it's a totally different way to live. I'm
It
outside of
really
my
is.
personality. I'm outside of my stuff because that's not me either.
That's right. That's beautiful. Just what you said. We're not even our personalities. Our personalities are engineered.
Everything, the bodies we're in, all of it, like to really feel that. And thank you, Q, because he always brought us to. He didn't even want to be called Q, but we needed an identity. We needed it.
That's right.
It's understanding where we're at. But every time, not once, every time, it's not about identity. Yes, we can observe identities, but what does that serve you anyway? We're just now. So all of the past is a past. Even our past expressions is super helpful for you and I and others. But it still is like, okay, well, I still have to grow the light in this vessel. So
That's right.
it's so inspiring. Thank you,
Yeah, it
Q,
is.
Rumi, everyone, for always for the inspiration. It's endless.
It's so beautiful. It's so
And it
beautiful. I think
grows and it grows.
exactly, isn't it? It's just amazing.
BBS, are you sleeping?
Yeah, I know, right?
I was like, wait, look at the time.
I
No
know,
time.
right? Wait,
Hang in the time. Go ahead.
do you want to do the close or you want me
Go
or?
for it, girl.
Okay. So we have Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Bic. Their passion and hearts is homesteading, sustainable living. Catch them next on BBS. And then we have Being Inspired by Q with Aloha. I'm so excited. We have Whip, excuse me, we think we have before the hour before Being Inspired with Q, we have Aloha, we have Sunshine with Whiplash Talks. So great lineup of shows today. For the people dot space, if you want to know what WTF is going on, that's a great place to get vetted information. And as well as you want to clean your vessel out, go to creationlightship.com. And you can hear the beautiful harmonics of Ron Amatron, who will help you assist in clearing out your vessel.
Thank you for being with us and holding the space with us. We
Yeah.
love you all. Thank you, TJ.
Yeah, that's a wrap.